Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You hear that song, you know what time of the week it is. It's Thursday, and it's Bleep You Thursday. All week, starting on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, somebody did you something you didn't like. And myself and my trusted companion, Mr. J.P. Finley, we like to give people an opportunity to get stuff off their chest. And that's the time we're doing it right now. 1-800-636-1067. Remember, we have Peter Rosenberg coming up at 1:30 joining us. He's going to give us his take on what has happened with this team and, you know, where is his mind when it comes down to panic mode when you think about the Washington Commanders. But right now, it's time for Bleep You Thursdays, and we're going to go straight to the phone lines. And Tailgate Ted, I'm coming back to you, but there's somebody on the line called Goddamn It Man, and it's time for Bleep You. So I'm going to Goddamn It Man. What's up?
What's up? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Man, I can't make no noise. I wanted to get on your talk to you a little earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and bleep these squatters that keep coming to our town, right?
Uh-huh.
Like Ron Rivera and all these coaches talking about coming in here trying to change our culture. You can't change the culture here in D.C. You see what I'm saying? The only way you change this culture is by winning. You know what I mean? And you know
there
you that. Oh, once they start winning, they can really see what this town is about. So I'm bleeping the whole coaching staff for and Dan Snyder for just hiring them bums. And I also got to beat Joe Gibbs, because Joe Gibbs was a part of them hiring these bums and getting them all that doggone power. And I catch it sometime later on this week.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Did he call them squatters? That's funny as hell right there. Let's go to Tailgate Ted now. What's up, Tailgate Ted? You're the nicest guy
What's
in the world.
On,
who the hell got you bleeping somebody?
B, give me a minute, man, because I got to send a just gigantic bleep you to all the Redskins fans that are out there. And yeah, I said Redskins fans that are giving the Commanders fans that are still supporting this team a hard time on social media.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't a fan of this team because of Jack Dent Cook. I became a fan of this team because I went to games with my father. And you've got people attacking fans for still going to games and attacking fans for buying gear and supporting John Allen and supporting Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. You're coming after the wrong people. And if you think me not going to a game is going to make Dan Snyder go broke, you're crazy. In fact, you're an idiot. And I'll tell that to your face when I see you, because all these people attacking me and Rally Captain and everyone else that is still traveling the games and going to games, he got rich off the NFL. His value went up $2 billion in 1 year. I'm not going to put a dent in his pocket. So I'm still going to enjoy what I love doing, which is supporting this team that I grew up following and those players on the field. So bleep all of you haters.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, everybody got a right to do what they want to do. I mean, the whole thing, if you want to go support them, support them. If you don't, don't. But you can be friends with people. Like, I got friends that like Dallas. I got friends that like the Eagles. I got friends that like the Giants. I don't have a problem with them. So if I can be friendly with those people, we can be friendly with two team people that are cheering for basically the same franchise. Yeah, the name has changed. They're not winning. Now, I wouldn't be spending my money all the time, but if somebody else want to do it, let them do it. But I'm not going to do it. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's continue on. Let's go to Steve. What's up, Steve? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, Brian and the boys?
Listen, what's happening with you?
Help, work with me on this for a minute. All right, because this is a bleep you, if I'm right. So we got a linebacker who wasn't a linebacker. We got a corner who wasn't a corner. We got a middle line. I mean, we got a safety that wasn't a safety. We got a tight end that wasn't a tight end. Did I miss somebody? I think I missed somebody. And now we got a quarterback.
We got a running back that was receivers. Then we got a receiver.
Right. I missed out.
Yeah.
And we got a quarterback that the coach just said yesterday in the interview. He said that Carson Wentz been playing in a particular offense for the last 2 years. But now he here, and we're trying to get him to do something different that he not used to. So help me. I mean, did I miss something here? So we got almost a half of a team, a half of a one-sided team, offense or defense, whatever, just based on them numbers, that the players aren't in their natural or usual positions.
Yeah.
How can we win when our whole team or half the players are trying to learn a new position? Now, is that because we couldn't get anybody here because of the owner? So we forced to do this, or is this all on the coach and his staff?
Well, you know,
if
he likes
on the coach. Then bleep you for putting people in the wrong position.
All right, man. Appreciate your call. See, my thing is like what he's saying is. I said this yesterday about having all these people with this position flex. They all are average at something. None of them are great at nothing. So I have a problem with that. I'd much rather the guy who's damn great than the guy that's average at multiple things because he ain't going to do nothing good. But don't tell me a quarterback is in a different offense. A quarterback knows, no matter if he's in the West Coast offense, the original Air Coryell, the ground and pound offense, he knows one thing. Throw the ball to your guys and not the other guys. He knows another thing. Get the ball out your damn hands. I don't care what offense a guy's in. If a guy's been in this NFL for 7 damn years, he shouldn't know anything to do in any offense. Okay? When I was thrown in at quarterback, they didn't care that I didn't play quarterback. In the league, they cared that I need to go in the game and run a damn offense. And I ran the offense that they gave me, okay? We went down and scored. Let's understand these excuses for people that are after 4 or 5 years in the league is asinine to me. Don't tell me a first-round draft pick, second in the draft, got $100-something million contract, don't know what to do in the offense. I played in North Turner's offense. It's easy to pick up the terminology. And it's damn easy to pick up what you have to do. It's not hard. It's not difficult. So don't tell me. And that right there pisses me off when I hear coaches talking about what somebody don't know. Football is easy. It's the same damn game I played when I was 6 years old. They just changed the terminologies. And that's what you have to learn, the terminology. It's still the 2-4-6-8 hole. It's the 0 hole. It's the 1-3-5-7-9 hole. They still run post routes, out routes, corners, and all the same numbers are the same. So how the hell are we going to sit up here and act like football change? It don't change. The terminology change, and the people trying to make this stuff seem difficult changes. So which means if your players can't learn your stuff, it's too damn nonsensical, okay? It's too ignorant to have an offense where your guys or a defense where your guys can't learn it. Point blank. Let's go to Tay in DC. Tay in DC. Let's go to Tay.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Yeah, this is Ray from DC.
Ray, all right. The little thing was over. I thought it was a T. What's up, Ray? How you doing, man?
No, you good, man. I got 3 things to complete, man. First off, we're gonna start with Daniel Snyder, just for not giving the team up. You know, the NFL don't like you that bad. It's like having everybody at school not like you that bad. Just stay from around them. Second, we gonna bleep Carson Wentz for just sitting there. Like, if you know your line is depleted, why just sit there with the ball? Get out the pocket, throw the ball away, get the ball out your hands. We do not need negative yards at all. And third and final, we gonna bleep Kendall Fuller. He done got toasted 4 or 5 times this far this season. It's like looking at Carlos Rogers all over again.
Wow.
And it's getting ridiculous.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, Ray. All right, let's get these calls knocked out. Let's go to Shane in Tennessee. What's up, Shane? What you have for me, man?
Hey, man. What's going on, Brian Mitchell? Hey, first of all, let me say I'm going to bleep you to all the LSU alumni for not letting the University of Tennessee limit on tickets. Smart play, but we're going to go down there and show how we play football, Tennessee and Louisiana. So bleep you to all the LSU fans. It's keeping me and my boys coming down to that stadium so we can rock it.
Hey, man, how you gonna bleep me, man? I'm an LSU fan. My son graduates from LSU.
Mitch, you know my boy, right? But look, we're going to show LSU how to play football. That's all we're saying now.
And oh, they suck this year, man. They suck
this
year.
Look, I don't want this to happen because I'm a Tennessee fan. You know that. What we need to be looking at is Josh Eiffel here in the Commanders. Offensive-minded. Look what he's done. You know what I'm talking about, B-Mitch.
I got you, brother.
All right, brother. Hey,
all right, man.
Go Balls,
appreciate
baby.
You. Appreciate you. All right. Let's go to Bowie. Check out Dale. Dale, what's happening with you?
How you doing, B-Mitch?
I'm doing good.
I want to bleep the NFL for allowing Amazon to take over Thursday Night Football.
A lot of people been saying that. But have you not been able to see the game?
And I'm wondering, is the viewership on Prime, on Amazon, the same as the viewership for national TV?
I don't think it is, but I think Amazon gave them $11 billion, I think. That for a total of 10, 11 years, they got $11 billion. That's why they did that.
All right, so as the saying goes, money talks.
Money talks, and that other stuff walks.
Right? All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Take care.
All right.
Let's go to Spotsylvania and get Stuart. Stuart, what's going on with you, brother? Stuart. All right, let's go to Ralph in D.C. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, what's going on, B-Mitch?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I want to start off bleeping. Like my man said, Fuller and Jackson the Third. I'm not, Yeah, them two, both of them, because they got torched both games. All three games, really.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I want to say. Oh, no, one more thing, B-Mitch. I was mad, and I want to bleep them from when they let you go to Philly that time and you came back to us, though, man. That's what's up.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, because I had to go where I was wanted once they cut me. They made it seem like I demanded a trade. They didn't trade me. They cut me. You know what I'm saying? I was pissed. Ain't ever been cutting nothing in my damn life until that happened. Let's go to Trish in Clinton. What's up, Trish? How you doing?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been waiting for this all week.
Wow. Somebody upset you like that?
I want to bleep all of these Washington beat reporters and columnists. They done been out to this park. Also, J.P. Finley, too. Him, too. I'm going to throw him in the bucket, too, because, listen, they've been out of this park. They've been watching what's going on. They just need to be honest with us. Tell us that this team sucks so we don't have our hopes up. I'm just sick and tired of getting to game 3, 4, 5 and knowing that the rest of the season is just going to suck. So they just need to tell us the truth when they're out there at the park. Watching this team practice or whatever. Don't give us any false hope. Just tell us the truth.
All right. Appreciate you, Trish. Yeah. Well, that's what we try to do on this show. I know I bring it like that every day, and I know JP does. He tell you the truth. He does. He's close. He works close to the team. And I'll just explain a little bit. I used to do interviews a lot with the coaches, and you have to do things a certain way sometimes because you're so close to them. But eventually you get to the point where you can't do it anymore and you have to let loose. And JP does that a lot where you'll see he's trying his best to try to maintain the professionalism. But every once in a while, you just got to spit it out. And I think he does a good job of it too. So, but some of those writers over there, they don't see what I see at all. And when I see them, I let them know about it. Let's go to my man, Numb Clown. Numb Clown, are you numb? You good right now?
No, I'm good right now. Later on, it's going to be a different story. But, damn. Between me and Ben, hey, that was – all right, I'm going to go ahead and try my best, though. But I've been holding mine in for a week as well, and I just also directed towards Mr. J.P. Finley, Mr. Twitter man himself. Let me tell you something, sucker. Jack, don't ignore me. You owe me about 400 beers. Because what he says every time, if you made it this far, I owe you
a beer. And I told him somebody exactly. Call him on it.
That was all right. And you know what? And sat like, hey, B-Mitch, didn't I tell y'all before the season started? I said, hey, y'all going to be at the away games because I'm going to be at the Dallas game and I'm going to be at the Texans game.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'll be there. So I hit him up on Saturday. Boop, boop, boop. Where the party at? You think he answered me?
He ignored you. He was eating steak,
man. He ignored me,
man.
Like he didn't even know who I was.
Wait till we talk to him again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You tell that job, Turkey. Next time I see him, it's some furniture moving.
Oh, hold on. You took it way back right there. You called him a jive turkey. That's the 70s, dog. All right, no problem. Be cool, brother.
All right,
let's close out with my man Mike in Ashburn. What's up, Mike? Oh, you know that? Okay, cool. All right, well, that's funny, though. Did you hear him just call JP a jive turkey? When the last time I heard somebody say jive turkey, I think I was watching, Good Times, when the guy came in and was called JJ a jive turkey. That's old school. We're going to take us a break here. We get back, we're going to be joined by our friend, Peter Rosenberg. Big fan of this team, lives in New York, and has to talk about all those New York teams, but he keeps his eyes and his heart on what's happening here in D.C., and I can't wait to hear where Peter Ryan is. This is B. Mitchell Finley. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.